meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reagan National at 55, BWI Marshall 54, Dulles 53 degrees, could be all the way down to 40 overnight at 8:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, several developing stories.
Hundreds of people are protesting the Israel-Hamas war on a local college campus. I'm Scott Gelman.
The Washington Commanders take LSU QB Jaden Daniels in the second round of the NFL draft tonight.
A new curfew for kids is getting imposed on National Harbor, and it is strict. I'm John Doman.
A service of remembrance for the seven World Central Kitchen workers killed in Gaza. This is Kyle Cooper.
We are expecting a possibly record hot summer. Some changes are coming to the warning system used in our country to determine the risk posed to people on these high heat days. We've got more ahead. 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From California to Texas and New Jersey, there are growing calls for Israel to end the war in Gaza and for universities to divest from ties to Israel. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up camp at UCLA. KNX's Margaret Carrero was on campus.
They have a couple dozen tents set up on a lawn area. Some of them have been waving Palestinian flags.
We are only setting up this encampment to raise attention about what's going on in Palestine right now. That is what we are concerned with.
At one point, a small group of Jewish students and former students engaged in a counter-protest, some with the flag of Israel draped over their shoulders.
They're causing more division, more hate.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main stage commencement due to protests. It's now up to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide if former President Trump has absolute immunity from prosecution following his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
His attorney, D. John Sauer, says presidents must have immunity.
For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
But justices, including Ketanji Brown Jackson, posed this question.
How do you determine what is an official act?
And that is at the very heart of the argument, says CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Is the line official acts versus unofficial acts?
The case could take months to decide.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker was back on the stand in former President Trump's so-called hush money and election interference case in New York. CBS's Robert Costa reports from New York.
Pecker also made a stunning new allegation that's never been heard before, that he engaged with Hope Hicks and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, then White House staffers, along with Trump, about Karen McDougal's contract, raising new questions about the Trump administration's implication in this case.
Pecker returns to the stand tomorrow. In Washington, D.C., a memorial service is held for seven World Central Kitchen aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza earlier this month. World Central Kitchen founder, Chef Jose Andres.
Their example should inspire us to do better, to be better.
Slower than expected economic growth is reflected in the government's latest monthly report on the nation's GDP. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Although consumers continued to spend, they did so at a slower pace. The spending really took place in healthcare, financial services, and insurance, but there was less spending on goods.
The NFL draft kicks off with Caleb Williams picked number one overall by the Chicago Bears, as expected. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 9:03 here on WTOP, Thursday night, April 25th, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 54 degrees and down to 40 later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour and developing this hour. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators gathered on George Washington University's campus tonight. They're not just from GW, but from Georgetown, American University, the University of Maryland, and others. And they're not just students. There are faculty members from these schools all gathered in a yard at George Washington University. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us dozens of people sat inside tents as part of an encampment setup. The original plan was to remove them at 7 o'clock, but that has not happened as of now.
Here at University Yard on George Washington University's campus,
be the people, be the land!
Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators are chanting and clapping.
Be the
Dozens of tents are here as part of an encampment. Demonstrators are calling for a ceasefire and for the university to take action.
Obviously, they want the university to divest, which I feel like is very fair, considering they spend tens of thousands of dollars to attend school here.
It's really interesting seeing all these people come together for something that they're very passionate about.
Some counter-demonstrators are waving an Israeli flag a few feet from the main gathering.
It's clear that these people are currently supporting the terrorist regime in the Gaza Strip, and they're not interested in peace at all.
The university asked D.C. police to help clear the encampment by 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, a university spokesman says the encampment is an unauthorized use of campus space. It says the university is working with D.C. police to determine how to best address the situation and ensure student compliance with its policies. In Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
We will continue to monitor the situation for you here and at WTOP.com to see what happens during the overnight hours, the late night and overnight hours. Earlier, students at Georgetown University held a pro-Gaza protest before joining the larger demonstration at GW. WTOP's Kate Ryan was with those Georgetown students.
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free,
free
Gaza!
Selena Al-Shahabi helped organize the protest by the Students for Justice for Palestine at Georgetown University. Speakers took up microphones on the steps of Healy Hall.
We really are having this protest as an end-of-the-year way to show that we really do demand that this university divest. We demand a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students, and that we want our university to do more to support us as Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students.
A Jewish student who did not want to be identified but described herself as pro-Israel was asked about the climate on campus and whether she felt safe. She explained she felt physically safe, but that tension for her is more of an attitude thing. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Breaking news involving how many of us will spend our Sunday afternoons later this year. A new era for the Washington Commanders about to begin with the second overall pick in tonight's NFL draft. The team selected LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels. Here's WTOP sportscaster Rob Woodfork's take.
He was the best player in college football last season, plain and simple. We talked a lot about it in the D.C. Sports Huddle. He's the most complete quarterback in this draft. A lot of draft experts have said that. You know, some would even take him ahead of Caleb Williams. So he's productive. He's got all the intangibles you want. So he's a worthy face of the franchise, in my opinion, for the Washington Commanders at a period in which they really need it.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams did go number one overall to the Chicago Bears tonight. That draft continues, and Rob continues to watch and reports for us at 25 and 55. A recent night of fighting and looting involving as many as 800 kids at National Harbor last weekend is prompting leaders in Prince George's County to impose a curfew at the entertainment hub starting tomorrow night. WTOP's John Doman reports it takes effect before the streetlights even come on.
Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrook says what happened last weekend,
by all accounts, was the single worst day that we've had there.
And with National Harbor being so important for the county's economy,
anyone 16 years old and younger without supervision must be off the property between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
And if any teenager or even younger than that is caught violating the curfew,
the unaccompanied minors will be issued a warning.
Police Chief Malik Aziz
and their parents must pick them up or they must return in the method in which they arrived.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
Still to come tonight on WTOP, Southwest Airlines cutting some destinations. Stay with us for traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Experience the D.C. Boat Show on May 3rd through 5th at National Harbor with more than 200 boats and a wide array of boating vendors. Special VIP tickets are available that include parking, a VIP suite, delicious food and specialty drinks, a one-hour boat ride on the Potomac by the monuments, and more. Enjoy live music and a chance to see the latest sail and powerboats and new boating technology up close. Visit DCBoatShows.com to purchase tickets. That's DCBoatShows.com.
908.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP with Bob Immler in the traffic center.
In Maryland, 50 eastbound is slow from Cape St. Clair Road out to the Bay Bridge. Only one lane getting by on the westbound span as the eastbound span is closed for overnight maintenance. but quite a crowd there this time of night. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway doing all right, as is 270. 270 local lanes northbound near Falls. Believe they're setting up a work zone, not in the main lanes, though. Inner Loop at Carter Rock, the work zone is back tonight. You get by two lanes to the left, and delays start before Georgetown Pike getting into Maryland. On 66, you are good to go. 95 southbound, slow from Dale City to a point before Dumfries. Crash remains on the left shoulder. And 95 northbound at Falmouth, only a right lane. One right lane is blocked right now at Route 17 by the work zone, so really no delay there. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, let's check in now with Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, cloud cover is slowly moving out, but it's going to be a chilly evening nonetheless, and another cool day coming our way tomorrow. So this evening will be dropping into the lower 50s and about 40 to 48 degrees by early Friday morning. Expect partly cloudy skies for early Friday and turning mostly sunny for Friday afternoon. 62 to 65 degrees is what you can expect for a high temperature. And then about 60 to 65 degrees on Saturday, but this time with more clouds and a chance for some rain showers, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Partly sunny skies on Sunday with a high of 86 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, College Park 53, Fairfax 52 degrees, National Mall 56. Some parts of the area could fall to about 40 degrees. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going to Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It looks like AI is everything to big tech. It fueled cloud growth at Alphabet last quarter. AI demand among businesses boosted Microsoft sales and profit. But if you don't have it, you can suffer. Intel is the biggest maker of microchips for personal computers, but the companies that specialize in AI chip making, think NVIDIA, are outpacing it. Intel is expecting weaker sales and profit this quarter than Wall Street was. Southwest Airlines is pulling out of 4 airports and cutting costs. Delays in deliveries of new Boeing planes have dinged company planning. It says it's considering ending its open seating policy to try to attract younger customers. That decision comes in September. On Wall Street, a downshift of about 0.5% to 1% after economic growth last quarter arrived in low gear and a key measure of inflation sped up. The Dow fell 375, the Nasdaq 101, the S&P 23. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
And let's look at the Asia-Pacific markets. They had been mixed, and they continue to be. Tokyo stocks are down a fraction. South Korea's KOSPI up 1%. Australia's ASX 200 is down more than 1%. Still ahead on WTOP, with climate change, we have to worry about heat, humidity, air quality. Some changes are coming to the heat warning system we use in our country just in time for summer. We'll go in depth on WTOP.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. Are you struggling from ED? We've got a groundbreaking solution that's transformed the lives of thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 50 clinical studies, including research from prestigious Cambridge University. It revitalizes blood flow by repairing blood vessels, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. If you're ready to end your ED struggles, call us now. Not only will you get a free assessment and blood flow ultrasound, we're also throwing in your first treatment free on us. That's right. Give us a call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you your first treatment free. This is a $600 value, and it's yours free if you call in the next 2 minutes. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Guys, it's time to reclaim your love life and put an end to your ED. 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. 703-337-1919.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
It may look pretty, but this is one flower you don't want to get caught sniffing. That's later this half hour on WTOP.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 9:15, and it's great to have you here tonight. We are expecting a hot summer a little later this year. The National Weather Service, along with the CDC, have jointly unveiled a new online heat risk tool that combines meteorological and medical risk factors with a 7-day weather forecast. Under the new coding system, magenta is the worst and deadliest of 5 heat threat categories. A little earlier, we got on Skype with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan to discuss.
We've decided to combine forces and to update the heat risk gauge. So you can go on to cdc.org or over onto National Weather Service, nws.org. I believe NOAA also has it, English and in Spanish. And there is a new health risk monitor there. The color coding has been changed to reflect the fact that hot has gotten hotter, essentially. So here's how it works. I put in Montgomery County, Maryland, 20815 into this thing. And your heat risk today, well, there is none, little to none. It's in the light green range. On Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, you move up into the yellow range because the heat is creeping up. Beyond that, you get into orange, then red. The top of the chart now, or the really most hazardous heat, is represented by magenta on this new gauge. And if you're up into magenta, I don't know if Chevy Chase will ever be up into magenta, but certainly Texas will be this summer, undoubtedly. That's when you need to really pay attention to your body. Make sure you're staying indoors, keep the air conditioning on, dress in cool clothing if you have to go outside, and for heaven's sake, be hydrated, Dimitri.
They are suggesting that we need to stop thinking of heat as something that if you're older and with diseases or younger, you need to avoid it. It's all of us, really, even those in so-called perfect health.
Well, absolutely. At the little to none risk where we are today, everyone should be okay. But once you get up into that orange and red zone, people with health problems, specifically breathing problems, are going to start getting into trouble potentially. And then in the purple zone, if you ever reach that, that's a problem for just about everyone. This new gauging system also takes into account the air quality. Air quality today in Chevy Chase is good, but it does take that into account, the pollutants in the air. Combining that with the heat can make those things worse. And that's where we end up with ozone days.
Maybe 20, 30, 40, and 50 years ago, we may not have needed this, but this is the state that our planet is in these days.
Well, yeah, and objective numbers tell us that, in fact, it is getting hotter. Last summer was the hottest on record globally. You know, the reasons for that, that's for politicians and for pundits to figure out and to debate, but the raw numbers say that, indeed, it is getting hotter. So it's something we all need to be thinking about.
That's ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on the new heat alert system for our country just ahead of summer. Top stories on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast. That includes locally here at GW University tonight. The Washington Commanders take 2023 Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU with the second overall pick in the NFL draft. Meantime, D.C. native Caleb Williams, I'll say it again, Caleb Williams, heading to the Windy City, was picked number one overall going to the Bears. The U.S. Supreme Court seems skeptical of former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity, but the decision's timing is unclear. We may not get that D.C. January 6th trial this year in time for the election. Keep it here for full details. traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP. Let's get back now to Bob in the traffic center.
Well, it is going to be warm this weekend. Maybe people are getting a jump on that and leaving a little early. It is slow getting to the Bay Bridge, eastbound on 50, beginning at about Cape St. Clair Road. Now, they do have the work pattern set up for tonight. One lane getting by in each direction on the westbound span. Eastbound span is out of service for that maintenance work. We're good on 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound 270 in the local lanes. Believe it to be a work zone there, but it is not affecting the main lanes. But interloop delay starts after the Dulles Toll Road now, getting to Maryland at Carterock. The work zone is back. Two left lanes are getting by on the interloop headed toward River Road. In Virginia, on 95 south past Dale City, still slow to the crash on the left shoulder before Dumfries, and 95 northbound at Falmouth at Route 17, single right lane blocked by the work zone. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist. How do we look tonight and tomorrow, Veronica?
Well, I heard the mention maybe folks are getting a jump on getting out of town to take advantage of at least Sunday's warmth in early next week. For now, though, we still have a few scattered clouds across the area, but at least it's dry for the evening here. Partly cloudy overnight. Temperatures will continue to come down, and by morning will be around 40 to 48 degrees with light winds out of the southeast. And fairly light for your Friday afternoon, but still it's a southeasterly wind, so a few scattered clouds for Friday afternoon, mostly sunny skies, 62 to 65 degrees. That's a little better than today. Today we were mostly in the 50s during the afternoon. Now on Saturday, I've got mostly cloudy conditions and there is a chance for some showers. So heads up, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 to maybe 3 p.m. where we could have a few scattered showers moving through. Nothing heavy and nothing that's going to kick the wind up in any major way. Then a big change comes Saturday into Sunday as the warm front moves well north of us. Our winds turn out of the southwest, and that's going to allow our temperatures to rise almost 20 to 25 degrees across the area. 85 to 86 degrees Sunday afternoon. Delightful skies, partly sunny, and in even mostly sunny conditions on Monday as we see some neighborhoods maybe hitting 90 degrees for the first time this year. We'll continue with the warm trend, 80 and higher through the mid part of next week. Right now, D.C. is a chilly 51 degrees, 51 also in Bowie, Maryland, Lorton, Virginia, 54.
Thank you, Veronica. 921 on WTOP, and we are brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Well, it's time again that people line up in one part of our area to take a whiff of a very stinky flower. We've got more about that coming up.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Coming up on WTOP, Harry Potter from Audible. Stay with us.
Hurry to Ashley for our incredible Beat the Clock sale. This Saturday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Ashley, save 30% off your furniture purchase. 2 till 6 p.m., save 25% off. And from 6 till 9 p.m., save 20% off. Unbeatable deals. Sofas, $4.49. Five-piece dining sets, $3.79. Queen beds, $2.49. Hurry to Ashley this Saturday, 9 a.m. for our biggest discount and save 30% off on all furniture. Beat the clock and save Saturday at Ashley. Visit homestores.store for participating locations near you.
You're listening to WTOP News.
923. Another person has been arrested for trying to bring a gun on board a plane in our area. TSA officers stopped a Florida man after he tried to bring a loaded handgun through the security checkpoint at Reagan National on Tuesday. He previously had been caught with the same gun at Pensacola International Airport in 2019. TSA took the gun, then gave the man a criminal citation. It's the sixth gun intercepted at Reagan this month. It is illegal to bring guns through airport security. The penalty for doing so can be as high as $15,000. It's back, and it still reeks. The pride and joy of the U.S. Botanic Garden is in peak bloom. There are lines of people waiting to take a whiff of the corpse flower, among them WTOP's Jimmy Alexander.
And we are standing here with a 7-foot, 1-inch tall bloom of a corpse flower, Amorphophallus titanum.
Devin Dodson, the United States Botanic Gardens, was there when the corpse flower reached peak bloom.
Instead of like one dead mouse, think of like 20 to 25 all in a pile, and they're hot, and you're standing right on top of them.
The stench of the corpse flower is so rank, it's hard to compare it to just one thing.
It smells sort of like sort of dead fish, sort of a weird kind off, like garbage smell.
Stephanie is a 16-year-old tourist, and she came up with the best way to make the experience more bearable.
I refuse to smell it. I'm breathing out of my mouth.
From the Botanic Garden, I'm Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
Well, Audible set to make some magic here with a classic book series.
Lemos. Audible set to re-record all 7 Harry Potter books.
You must expect great things from you.
But it won't just be one person reading the massive series. These recordings will have a full cast with more than 100 actors, immersive entertainment, and high-quality sound.
Need Harry Potter.
The audiobooks will premiere late next year. The originals will still be available, too. Those recordings were first published in 1999 and launched on Audible in 2015. They've since racked up 1.4 billion listening hours around the world. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
9:25, Rob Woodfork. I guess it's a night of celebration.
Yeah, it is for a lot of young football players. The top of the 2024 NFL draft. A lot of local flavor as Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. Following the Bears pick, the Commanders took Jaden Daniels second overall, making him and Marcus Mariota the first teammates in NFL history to win the Heisman Trophy and be selected overall in the draft. But Jaden said his NFL mentor is
Brandon Ayuk a lot. I talk to him 3-4 times a day, almost every day. So I lean on him a lot. And, you know, he's done at a high level for 4+ years and going to his 5th year. So I'm excited just to learn from him and try to get some game, but also just coming in and get to learn from my teammates now. So, you know, they started off and I'm happy I get to follow them.
Now, funny you say that, Jaden, because NFL Network's Ian Rappaport said during tonight's draft coverage,
a year ago, through his friend Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels wondered for Adam Peters, what is my stock? Should I go in the draft? Peters said to Ayuk, it's about a 5th rounder, should probably go back. Jaden Daniels never forgot that. Before his visit to the Commanders, he was a little miffed that there were several other quarterbacks there with him. Then Dan Quinn and Peters picked him up. Then he met straight with the owner, and he was back in, very excited.